From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Lark Watts, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Chevy Nova, lifted in the back. Drive to the river, park between the railroad tracks. We meet up at the IGA. Looking for something to do, looking for anything. 8-track player and the FM radio. All the time in the world, nowhere to go. Hometown Saturday night, anywhere but here, that'd be alright. Back when gasoline was cheap, money was hard to find, drinking my granddaddy's wine. Hometown Saturday night. Sally Ann was a beauty in 1983, a cheerleader and a homecoming queen. She'd slip out her window into my back seat. Her daddy was a preacher, he always hated me. Dashboard lights and roller coaster road. Had the world in our hands, then we let it go. Hometown Saturday night, anywhere but here, that'd be alright. Back when gasoline was cheap, money was hard to find, drinking my granddaddy's wine. Hometown Saturday night. Every now and then, I get back to my hometown. Things hadn't changed that much, the kids are still hanging around. They changed the name of the IGA. Some nights I drive through the parking lot anyway. It takes me back to another time. Hometown Saturday night. Gonna be alright. Park neath the trestles, stare up at every star in the sky, drinking my granddaddy's wine. Anything we could find. Rock good whiskey, mason jar moonshine. Hometown Saturday night. Saturday night.
Thank you.
We want to thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in its 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 659th live concert performance. Tonight, we present Lark Watts. Lark is a Winchester, Kentucky native. Lark's first public performance was at the age of 5 for Ruth Taylor's kindergarten graduation recital, where he quoted the books of the Bible and he sang Me and My Shadow. In middle school, Lark joined a band called Death Wish. They needed a singer and Lark needed a band. It was a perfect fit. They played all throughout their high school years and still get together every now and then and play at reunion shows. We are so pleased to welcome Lark Watts to the Red Barn stage. Thank you.
my last chance. We lit it up and watched it burn. She was all I ever wanted. Girl, you are what I deserve. From the mines of Kentucky to the hills of Tennessee, I'm out of luck, gasoline this time. The blue lights got me now, and these dogs done found me out. Nobody gets out of here alive. Sometimes the devil drives.
Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Lark Watts.
Hey, thanks, Renee. As Renee said, we're with Lark Watts tonight on Red Barn Radio. We're glad to have you and this fast-growing ensemble with us. Yeah, it's getting bigger. Every song is a very dramatic. Most of the music that you're playing tonight, as I understand it, is from what you called your Shangri-La sessions. Is that right?
Kind of a half of a record, and we're planning on going in and doing the other half fairly soon.
Before we go there, let's start at the very beginning. You live in Nashville now, but you were born in Winchester?
Well, I go back and forth to Nashville quite a bit, and I kept a place there for a long time up until just a little bit ago. So actually, I'm living more in Winchester now, but I'm still going back and forth to write and do some work and things like that. But I love my hometown, and that's where I like to be honest with you. I like to sleep in my bed in my hometown.
Tell listeners about Winchester, Kentucky.
Home of L81. Swamp water, I guess, is what you call it. Everybody always says, where do all these great singer-songwriters from Kentucky? Is there something in the water? And I said, no, it's the L8. I think that's where it starts.
There's no tornadoes in Oklahoma, hurricanes in New Orleans, whiskey in Kentucky, guitars in Tennessee. I never loved you, you don't mean the world to me. Without you, I'm doing fine. Everybody says I'm gonna be alright. Freedom is what I'm feeling now. I don't need you in my life. Whoever your arms are wrapped around, I hope he's loving you right. There's no whiskey in Kentucky. I'm not missing you tonight. Well, there's no taxis in New York City, no stars in Hollywood. I wouldn't go back in time to love you, even if I could. Even if I could. Freedom is what I'm feeling now. I don't need you in my life. Whoever your heart is wrapped around, I hope he's loving you right. There's no guitars in Music City, baby. I'm not missing you tonight. Thank you.
Seattle, in Las Vegas, you can't lose. There's never been a king in Memphis, and Mississippi ain't got the blues. Girl, I'm not missing you. Freedom is what I'm feeling now. I don't need you in my life. Whoever your heart is wrapped around, I hope he's loving you right. There's no whiskey in Kentucky, guitars in Tennessee, tornadoes in Oklahoma, hurricanes in New Orleans. I never loved you, you don't mean the world to me. I don't miss you, I don't need you, I don't love you, baby. Guitars in Tennessee.
Thank you very much. I just loved music from a very early age. I discovered Elvis. I made my mom buy me a record, The Hits of Elvis.
Was this about the time that you were singing Bible songs as a little kid?
Yeah, about kindergarten, I realized I really liked singing. The teacher had just asked who would want to sing a song, and I just kept raising my hand. That's fine, I'd love to do that. And so I sang, I think, two songs at our little recital, if I can remember it correctly. I was hooked when people applauded. I loved it. And then I discovered Elvis, and it was all over for a couple of years. All I wanted to hear was Elvis. I wanted to be Elvis. I also wanted to be a fire truck. But but it took me a while before I really got into songwriting. I was probably 13 or 14 when I started writing songs, I guess.
So. Trying to imagine that teacher, you know, when you open up your mouth and that voice came out as a five-year-old.
Well, I took all kinds of choir classes and stuff.
Did you?
I think my mother had asked the teacher, was I a good singer? Why did she put me on so many songs? And the teacher said, no, he was just willing to do it. I don't think I was better than anybody else. I just wasn't shy at all.
Yeah. What about other sort of native Kentucky music? Was there bluegrass in the house?
Homer Ledford from Winchester, huge bluegrass guy, mandolin maker, guitar maker. And so I actually bought my first guitar off Homer. Well, my second guitar. It wasn't my first guitar. My second guitar I bought off Homer Ledford. And I used to go over to his house and hang out with him. So I got a little bit of the bluegrass. Early on, I was into heavy rock and roll in you know, junior high school and high school. I kind of got into that. It wasn't probably until college that I started to get in more into singer-songwriter sort of thing.
So the junior high thing was the death?
Death Wish, yeah. A bunch of great musicians. In fact, all these guys are still playing one way or another.
Oh, come on.
All the time. We get together about once a year and have a little reunion show, and we'll play the songs we used to play back in junior high school and high school. It's always a blast. So
I think I have some sense of what those songs were about.
Well, we liked the Black Sabbath.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. Judas Priest. Stuff I still like to listen to. AC/DC. Just really powerful, powerful songs, really. But that was kind of the younger me really liked the heavier stuff. And when I hit 19 or 20, I started discovering Springsteen was a big discovery for me. And then Townes Van Zandt, Steve Earle, a lot of singer-songwriters that really grabbed my attention. I didn't care about the distorted guitars and the heavy drums anymore. It was more just about, you know, the song and the melody and the story.
Baby, I'm coming home, turn the lights down low. I'm gonna be your man, tell the other boys you know. I'm gonna be your man. Put a lock on the door. Let that dress hit the floor. I'm gonna be your man. We could take it nice and slow. You just need my hand to hold. perfume. I'm gonna be old man. Close the windows and the blind. Girl, tonight you're mine.
When you decided to go to Nashville for the first time, was it your thought that this is a place where people are going to really give me some feedback that I value about the songs that I'm writing?
Yeah, or? At the time I thought I was really good at 22 or 23, and then I realized years later I wasn't. So I was really looking for someone to kind of show me the way, and a few writers took me under their wings and, you know, taught me how to be a better songwriter, I guess. To this day, I'm still studying songwriting. You know, I want to figure out how everybody does what they do. How, you know, mathematically, how does this work? How's that work? And just write a great song. It's always my goal, is just to write a great song. Man, I got to meet Harlan Howard, who wrote over, 4,000 songs. And he gave me great advice. A guy by the name of Taylor Rhodes that wrote with Aerosmith. He was a rock and roll writer in Nashville. He wrote with Aerosmith, Bon Jovi, gosh, Ozzy, Celine Dion. He wrote some songs with Celine Dion. But anyway, he kind of took me under his wing, produced a rock and roll record on me in the late 90s. I was very lucky to meet a lot of really great songwriters that would kind of, you know, show me a few shortcuts. Harlan Howard said, always finish a song, no matter what. If you don't think it's a great line, finish it. You're done. And he would get up every morning at 7 o'clock, have his cup of coffee, and he would write till 5 o'clock. Now, no Nashville songwriters do that. You have a 10 a.m. appointment with a writer, and you have a 2 o'clock, and mostly what you do is just drink coffee and talk, smoke cigarettes. You know, that's mostly what happens. And maybe you get one song out of writing with two different writers that day, or half a song. Harlan was different. He would get up every morning and he worked it like a factory job. And that's why he had so many songs. But he would say, you know, there's a dummy line in this song, but I'm not going back to it. He would go have it demoed with it the way it was. He said, if somebody wants to change that later, let them change it. But if you start a song, finish it that day. Don't ever wait. But for the most part, you just got to face it head on and not walk away from it. And that's what he did. That's what made him such a great songwriter.
Huh. It's been a long time now since you've been gone. Me, girl, I'm out here again, just singing these songs. Everybody says I'm doing all right. You see, he's laughing, smiling again. He's picked up the pieces, he's moved on with his life. But girl, don't see me win. It's the middle of the night. My foolish heart won't let me sleep. It tears me apart. It's been trying, crying. I don't think it's gonna survive. I'll be alright. I just gotta get through the middle of the night. get off. You see, I've learned to live without your love, but this heart holds on. I try to explain, you ain't coming back, but it just won't listen to me. Your love jumped the rails, there's blood on the tracks, but somehow this heart still believes.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Lark Watts, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Lark Watts and his band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.